Yeah, from the Hamcation video I saw, my bad, I was still on Warren. I'm at like 34 mile road. So the Hamcation video, when it was in the cage, it was a mock-up, and he said that's the actual size. I find it hard to believe that they can release a mobile unit that's the same size as a 705. But who knows? I guess we'll see. I'm hoping they're wrong. I'm hoping it comes out and it's like the size of the 5100 head, but thicker. I don't think I'd be able to mount that on the windshield like I'd want, but it would have to. There's a cubby above my radio on the dash that they make inserts for and RAM mounts and all that fun stuff. So I have a way already, but the thing's going to be, if it's that big, I'm probably going to pass on it. But, yeah, I agree. I'm really hoping to see ICOM start coming out with some new radios here. Yaesu's been dropping a bunch of hot garbage for $800 recently, so hopefully it's ICOM's turn because they haven't announced anything.
Yeah, I mean, their radio line, mobile at least, I think is, what, the 5100, and then what I have, the 2738. So, and both of those have been out forever. So hopefully we'll see some cool new stuff. Who knows? But, I mean, at a certain point, if these companies aren't putting APRS and some sort of digital mode in, why do they release new radios? You know, if they got the old faithfuls, I don't know. I think it's necessary, but at the same time, what are they going to do? Just change the form factor and try to get you to spend another $500?